punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope everything's going good. Actually, fairly nice out there. Let's check out some temperatures. 62 degrees at Guymon, 57 at Beaver, 61 at Slapout, 58 at the May Ranch, 52 at Lahoma, 61 at Sealing, 54 at Camargo, 55 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. 54 at Hollis, 53 at Hobart, out here in the panhandle of Texas. 63 degrees at Lipscomb, 62 at Miami, 55 at Wellington. Memphis, Childress, 59 degrees, 57 at Odell. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. Today is Hay Day Tuesdays, brought to you by Great Plains Bank. We're having that coming up last segment, and I've already got two new ones for today, plus the ones we added last week. And guess what? We got a lot of hay to sell. I don't know how. We got to figure this out. So a friend of mine up in Kansas, at Lacine, actually, basically that's between, I don't know, Olathe and Fort Scott, they had a lot of rain this year and got way more hay than they need. And he's selling some hay cheap. I can't put a pencil to it to get it down here on a semis. But if you're interested in some good Planet Prairie mix for your horses, he's got it going on. He said that's only, and he's got some really high-end quarter horses that they got up there. Matter of fact, I think he's partners with one of the big-time golfers on some of them. But $40 a bale. He said, I just need it out of here, Jimmy. And so he'd called me about it to maybe get it to the guy that lost his hay last week, the 600 bales. And that guy got more hay than he knew what to do with, which is good. Thanks to anybody out here that donated to that. So 200 bales, 5x6 bales, round bales. Got $40 a bale. I still can't put a pencil to it to get it to Beckham County on semis to make it work. We'll get her all figured out. Okay, first things first. Let's talk about, where's it at? I don't even know where it's at. I know it's here close. Bear with me a second here. Oh, I took it down. So I read all kinds of different articles about yesterday, about the $12 billion package, $11 billion going to row crop, $1 billion going to specialty crops, and all that. We've all reading the stuff. But out of all this stuff, this one caught my attention, and I want to share it with you. And it says, Trump, quote, "We're taking the crap off farm equipment and prices are going to come down." President Trump just laid out one of the most common sense agriculture reforms in decades, and John Deere and company are about to feel it. I'm just quoting this. Here's the highlight reel. Trump says environmental excesses slapped onto tractors and farm machinery have made them insanely expensive, overly complex, and consistently breaking down. It doesn't do anything except make the equipment much more expensive and much more complicated. And it is not as good as the old days. He's removing those Biden era add-ons immediately. I'm reading this quote from President Trump. "We're going to take a lot of the nonsense off the equipment, and the manufacturers won't be allowed to pocket the savings. We're not going to do it, and they're not going to reduce. They're going to have to reduce their prices." Trump says today's machinery is overregulated. It's practically unusable. You need about 185 IQ to turn on a lawnmower now. The constant breakdowns, direct result of pointless regulations. The machines are always under repair because they're so complicated you can't fix them. In the old days, you used to fix them yourself. He's taking Lee Zeldin to oversee implementation of this. Lee is going to work that out. The goal is simple. Lower equipment prices, make machinery repairable again, cut the regulatory bloat that suffocates American farmers, bring back durable, functional, fix-it-yourself machinery, not computers with wheels. Farmers have been crushed by the insane equipment costs for years. Trump is finally addressing it head-on, he says. Farmers get their freedom back and their wallets, too. What do you guys think about that? All I can say is I hope it's true. They've been talking about the deaf stuff here for a few months. And one of the EPA people that was out here, Western Oklahoma, visiting here a while back, pretty well made it clear to some people that was at that meeting that they're working on it and they're going to do away with the stupid stuff. And I agree. I mean, I'm not bashing John Deere International, Kubota, none of them people. They're doing what they're supposed to do because of government regulations. And but you talk to, I bet one out of every three of my farming friends that have the newer equipment, that's their biggest gripe. Cost $500 to $1,000 just to cut somebody come out there and put a machine on. And I know those manufacturers and maintenance companies that equipment repair companies, they got to make money. I didn't realize that. So is the farmer. So, and the rancher. Don't let me forget that. And I'll be honest with you, with my truck, my farm truck itself got 157,000 miles on it, $13,000-$14,000 in repairs, $8,000 or $9,000 of that's got something to do with that stupid death deal. There you go. And the rest of it, probably my fault. And there ain't nothing I control about that deaf deal. So, and probably won't have no more mechanics thrown in jail, prison for redoing the, bypassing the deaf deal. How about that? Save on prison costs that way. No, I don't know. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. I think it's great. When there's more and more, I think there's supposed to be quite a bit of information out on exactly, not guessing, where that $12 billion in farmer relief is going to be going. I know $11 million was going towards row crops, but it wasn't specific. I seen a deal this morning where the wheat farmers are included in that row crop deal, but I don't know. So when we get more information out on it, and it's not going to be paid out until March, so we got a long ways to go on this. On the flip side, these six heifers that Dr. Taylor AI'd for me last year, one of them's real serious about thinking about having a baby today. So as soon as the show's over, I got to run back out there and see if I got a new baby. It only took me, 40, 50 years to figure out, hey, why don't you have these calves, heifer calves, calving in December instead of February and during the blizzards. So this is my first year having them in December versus January or February. So I know a lot of you guys are already way wiser than me, been doing this for years, but this is just Jimmy. I don't have heifers every year either. So takes a reminder, and that reminder, three, 4 years ago in February when I calved out, 4 years ago when I calved out 33 heifers in the coldest February in years, reminded me that I need to change my ways. All right. Speaking of Dr. Mouse, let's check this out. There it is. Today is International Day of Veterinarian Medicine. Oklahoma ranchers take great pride in caring for their cattle, making sure every animal stays healthy and well-treated along the way. Standing beside them, there's a dedicated veterinarian who shows up every day with skill, compassion, and unwavering commitment. Today, we salute the veterinarians who safeguard the well-being of our herds and our communities. Happy International Day of Veterinary Medicine to all you vets out there. So let's take a Stockman Vet Clinic break. We'll be right back.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires and get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you got to have.
So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. Oilfield customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oilfield or agriculture. You needed a hose like yesterday. We will stop what we're doing, and if we got to go to our Oklahoma City shop and get it, we'll do that. And I've done that for a lot of my customers. The business I've done with Oilfield, they got to see your face. Whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever the customer prefers, that's what we're going to do. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings. In the Oilfield, sometimes you get a call for a crazy, hey, can you get this? And you go find it for them. American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's.
Or call 303-1123.
Solves that problem.
Cattlemen's Congress in the heart of cattle country is a lot more than just a cattle show. See for yourself January 4th through the 14th at the fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. The newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer will be there. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and provides sales of elite genetics. Something for every operation. Enjoy the commercial cattleman's luncheon January 8th at 11 a.m. with the commercial female replacement sale at 1 p.m. For a full schedule and sale information, visit cattlemanscongress.com.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts. All the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
An I-40 acreage near Canute can be yours Monday, December 29th. The seller is Jerry Bohannon, and his 21 acres of land are on the west edge of Canute. Auction will be at the property at 1 p.m. Prime I-40 Route 66 land. XIT Auctions is conducting the auction. For information, call Aubrey Latham, 580-393-4440. Online at xitauctions.com. 21 acres on I-40 on the west side of Canute will sell Monday, December 29th at 1 p.m. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's check out the Central Crop Care of Hobart, Oklahoma's stock market update on the grains and the cattle. Let's start with the cattle today. Live cattle, February, 227.05, up 37. April is 227.02, up 32. Feeders for January, 335.60, down a nickel. March is 330.47, up a nickel. How's that? So that makes them two a wash. Lean hogs, February, 81.95, down 45. Grains real quick here. Let me see here. Yeah, it's updated. Kansas City hard red and winter wheat, March is 5.25, down 1. Wheat out of Chicago for March is 5.33, down 1.25. Corn out of March, corn, March, 4.48. Up 4.25. Soybeans for January, 1086, down 7.5. and soybean meal is for January is $301.50, down 48 cents. On the phone with me right now, as I always say, is the world famous Brandon Hickey, big guru at the Elk City and Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. How's that for an intro?
Big guru.
Well, you call me a goober, so.
Goober King.
So we'll call you the goobering king. So we'll see how that goes. Oh, man. Guess what?
Oh, yeah.
Your prediction was a month early.
Yep. I thought after the Tyson announcement that might back our bounce off a month on this cash cattle prices, these calves and these feeders, but it didn't. It stayed with the December, like what our original prediction was, but that we was going to sprout wings in December, and then I thought, well, the Tyson deal's probably going to bounce that or back that off a month, and boy, that didn't happen. It went ahead and sprouted wings in December, like we originally thought it might.
Yeah.
Lots of interest, lots of buyer interest. Starting to be less calves to go around, they're fighting over them. And it took a big jump across the board. I mean, I thought we had a pretty good market Friday before last, but shimmy Christmas, it really got after it this Friday, and then carried over into Monday as well. So. Really, 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 really good day. 2 days there, Friday and Monday, and I just very, very pleasantly surprised and happy for the people that's bringing the cattle in, because they're getting back up there, getting some good prices again. We're not back up to where we were, 2 months ago, but
close,
man, we've recovered well over half of it.
Yeah, yes, yeah, we're close. You had 1,313 at Elk City Friday. And I was just gandering through the air just quick. And out of Pampa, there was some steers come in weighing 423, brought well over $2,000 a head. 507.50 to be exact, per 100 weight. And then you slide down here to some 5 weights. Even the cutter bulls were doing good.
Yes. Yeah. Good competition across the board on anything and everything that we ran in there. And like you like to see it, multiple bidders, and all of them there, with the intentions of taking home some cattle, some calves, and just a good easy day for me. That was for sure.
Yeah, dang easy day for. Well, I'm sorry, I was on my way to the lake, or I would have been there Friday. But believe me, the lake was an experience not to forget very soon. So.
Who in the world goes to the lake in December?
Well, Jimmy Clark. I know that guy. My buddy's been from Kansas City. He's been bugging me to come down and just spend the weekend at their lake house at Table Rock. And he's kind of around the corner. He's out on a peninsula around the corner from Silver Dollar City, which is a long ways when you're driving. And we got there. It was dark, and I don't know. I'll just be honest with you. We just R&R'd. We didn't even go to none of the Silver Dollar City stuff or Big Cedar. I had plans to do that, but when everybody's 60 or older, you kind of chill out, watch football games, and have a cold beer.
Yep. Sound like a pretty good time, pretty good weekend.
Yeah, but I got to see his house. Now I want to go back when the lake's rolling. I want to go fishing. Now I'm fired up. Now I got a reason.
Yep, so, you bet.
But you know, I was surprised when I got off the highway there. I passed a couple of different sale barns there on the Missouri side, and until you get deep into the Ozarks, like right at Table Rock, there's some cattle in that area.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that Missouri. What I think maybe they're like the third most cattle in the state, most cattle population in the United States is in Missouri, I believe. I think they're right.
Yeah, they're in the top five.
I think they're right behind Texas and Florida. in the number of cattle that that they have in Missouri. I mean, good stocking rates. I mean, you know, the grass is sure not as powerful as ours is out here in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, but you know, we get a lot more rain and have a lot more grass to graze. So, you know, their stocking rates are pretty phenomenal. And yeah, I want to say they're number three in the nation.
I had to look that up here. I know they're in the top five. I can verify that for you, but there's a, they got that brome grass and they got that fescue and they basically graze even during the winter. And think of all those acorns them cows are eating. There's more hardwoods in that area than you can shake a stick at.
I think on their cleared ground, most of Missouri, and I'm sure it's not all this way, but I think most of Missouri on their cleared ground. I mean, they run a cow to every 1 to 2 acres.
So, no, you're right.
A lot of that country. Yeah.
Yeah, that buddy of mine, it's got a land up there in northern Missouri, north of Kansas City, up there by Winston. They run a cow to every 2 acres.
Yep.
But just getting her cleared to run those cows is work itself.
And then you gotta take the effort to keep it cleared too, because I from my little bit of experience for people that I know there, that the oak trees will get back in your grass fields in a hurry if you don't keep them under control. So.
Exactly right. So, but anyway, all right, well, let's get back to what stuck out to you Friday at the sale.
Man, I don't, what didn't stick out?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's some four weight heifers. I don't even know if I've got these on the report or not, but you know, we had some four weight heifers up there in the 465 range. Some weaned five weight cattle, up there in the, 470 range. You know, it was just it was a good day. We had lots of good cattle. You know, had some nice strings and then had some really nice small groups as well. And it was just everything stuck out. I mean, it was like, say, you know, I had an order or two, and you know, I had to call my guys, most of my guys, and say, hey, we're $30 $100 out of the money on this deal today.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys, you want to spend your Christmas bonus and get these, or you mean just leave it alone? Yeah, and you're right. There was exactly 400 weights from Pampa, 457.50. That was, that was good. And it looks like the bred cows and pairs are still doing good. And not much change with the slaughter cows and bulls.
Yeah, you know, we had that. They had that set of advertised bred heifers.
Yeah,
and, you know, I was a little disappointed in what them brought. Just to be right honest, I really, you know, really thought those things would probably bump that 4,000, and they just end up right at that 3,600. But somebody got them a good buy there, and the seller was happy. I mean, he was happy with that. But I really, truthfully, thought those bred heifers might bring a little bit more than that. But it's getting hard to find guys that seemed like, you know, as our cattle producing population gets older, you're getting less and less guys that want to deal with calving, even though the bull EPD's genetics have got better, that you know, that it's not as big a deal to calve as what it used to be, but you still get, you know, just less people that want to calve those bred heifers, so there's less competition.
They're scared
on buying them things, and so, you know, they'll whoever bought them, they probably, at 3,600, they probably calve them out and bring them back this spring and get 4,800, 5,000, 5,200 out of them. You know, pretty good investment if you can buy those bred heifers like that. Sure, a pretty good opportunity. I really, really did think they would bring more, but it was good, but I really expected it would have been better. It would have been one of those deals. If I'd have had any money left or any grass to put them on, I might have bought them myself.
Well, if I'd have been there, I'd have bought them. I was kidding you. I was just talking about that before you came on. I went out to Dr. Mouse, or Goodman, however you want to do it. I'm always going to call her Dr. Mouse. She AI'd some heifers we kept out of some calves last year. and showed up there this morning. I should have one on the ground when I get there after the show, but it only took me, I'm 64 years old, and I'm finally calving heifers in December instead of February. So,
so, yeah.
All I can say is, you know, that sticker that you, it came out, it said blank happens, and that's me.
Yep.
So, but yep. But no, it's good. What do you got on the books coming in this Friday besides Jimmy Clark?
So we got a dispersal coming this week. The Puckett Ranch over around Eric has sold, and that their cow herd will be roughly around 200 cows, all ages, coming in this week off of that dispersal. Then we've got several other got a really good run of feeding cows, good feeding cows coming in. Somebody wants to put some cows on wheat or put some in the feedlot. Got a really good run of feeding cows coming in. Several nice little packages of calves. I don't have any big groups of calves this week like I did last week, but lots of yours, 18 head and under groups of really really fancy calves. So we'll have another really nice run. I expect that this will be most likely this will be week number 13 that we shut the cows off at some point when we get up there to that 550 or 600. I'm about 98% sure that will probably happen again. We're already sitting right at or a little over, I think, 400 on the
consignment. I was going to say, you're already there.
Yeah. So pretty likely that's probably going to take place again. But we got a lot of nice cows, a lot of nice cattle coming in, a lot of good old bred cows. Really, really curious to see what that Puckett consignment coming in, what the kind of ages on those cows are. I don't know. They may fool me. They may come in. They all be old. I don't know. But I really figure that there's probably going to be some young cows throughout that consignment. Everybody kind of knows that program. They've had a pretty good program for years and years, and that there'll be a lot of really nice black cows and calves. About 100. They think probably be about 125 calves to go along with the 200 cows. So.
Okay. Yeah. They've always had a good program with the black cattle. So it's that thing's kind of part of history out here in Beckham mm-hmm. County and parts of Greer County there. So yeah, a lot of history at that place. I was wanting to buy that, but my wife kept saying no. But the banker said no more than she did.
Which one of them said no hardest, the banker or the wife?
The wife was the loudest.
Yeah.
No, actually, it was in my dreams telling her because I knew better.
Yeah.
But man, that was a lot of land. Basically, it's not all within one fence, but I think it's attached to all together. Yeah. That was down there in the boonies, and that's
you didn't that, think that was one of those deals that you could just go get done, and it'd be easier to ask forgiveness from your wife and your banker instead of permission.
Man, that was I think that was over the limit on that question. I don't know what else to tell you on that one. So, so before we get to Western Oklahoma, I'm going to give you the Jimmy's tip of the week. You ready?
Okay. I'm ready for a tip. Yes.
So last year I bought me this new chainsaw with 20-inch bar, sharp teeth, a steel. Bought it from Ace over at Sayre, and everything was looking good. And that thing chawed through anything. Well, I didn't have probably 4 or 6 hours on it, and I wanted to fire it up here about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it would not start. I was pissed. As a matter of fact, I was so mad I didn't take it in that day because I didn't want to say something to people I like that I'll regret.
Yep.
You know what
yep,
I mean?
Yep.
So I waited a few days, and then I said something to him that I was bringing it in, give him a warning.
Right.
Well, anyway, I'm admitting on the radio today that I'm a blonde. So You don't put bar oil in the gas tank. And I've never done that ever. And I keep thinking, how did I do that? That's it's kind of stupid proof, I thought. And then yesterday I kind of figured it out. My bar oil can and my fuel can, they look alike. So I'm just using that for my excuse. So Jimmy's tip of the week is do not put bar oil in your fuel on your chainsaw.
So had you actually taken it in and they found it?
They figured it out because she called me. She said, Jimmy, blah, 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 told me not to say much, not to get you riled up because you got a radio show and it could come back to haunt us. And she was such a sweetheart about it that I'm just telling you. I said, what? She said, you put bar oil in the fuel tank, dummy. So here you go. So my tip of the week is do not put bar oil in there. And you know, it tried to run. It just couldn't get her going. but that wasn't a 50-1 mix I put in there. Mr. Hartman from Sayre is asking who's dispersing the cattle over by Eric. We're talking about the cattle, Greg, that's coming off the Puckett's Ranch. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, all right, let's slide over or slide down I-40 to Western Oklahoma. Another good sale. What was it? 1300 and what? About the same amount. 1302. Yeah.
Yes.
And more of the same. Just everything looked really good.
Yeah. Another little jump on the feeder cattle from the previous week. Had a good string of 8-weight steers and they was about $4 or $5 a hundred, I believe, higher than the 775 weight steers we had the week before. Good competition on them, and then those cattle will sure be carrying a little bit of flesh, you know, but they good cattle, but carrying a little flesh. But they was bidding all over the house. I mean, they sure was after those feedlot ready 8-weight steers without a doubt. And then the calf deal was really good. Had some really good calves. And we've talked about this before. This fall, but I don't think I can ever remember a fall where there was any more premiums being paid for big, really, really front-end cattle than what there are right now. I mean, you know, everything is selling good. Every calf is bringing more than most everybody ever dreamed. But man, oh man, you run something in there that's a big group, a home raised, and I mean, with all the bells and whistles and you'd always get a premium, but man, this year I don't ever remember a time that the premiums have been this big and this good and this consistent on just the big, nice strings of really, really, the highest quality, you know, the choice to fancy cap has just really, really been phenomenal this year. I guess that, you know, they say as things get higher, the spreads get farther apart between the plain cattle and the fancy cattle, and I guess we're seeing that the spreads are getting farther apart between the fancy and the choice cattle and just the good number ones. But it's really surprised me this year that the big nice groups of choice and fancy cattle what the kind of premiums that they will bring. So.
And that's a good thing. Do you think, we had the big drought back in 2010 and 11. Do you think a lot of people culled cows then? Do you think the people changing the genetics has helped that also?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You know, when they went to stocking back, in 15 and 16, they stocked back with better cows than they had previously. The bull deal has got just so much better. I mean, that the competition out there on for the good front end bulls is pretty fierce, and you know, every seed stock producer is trying to get them advantage to their program, and so the bull, you know, their bottom end bulls are leaps and bounds ahead of where they were 15 years ago. You know what used to be the bottom end bulls, you know, now all get made into steers, you know, and now the bottom end bulls are you know, what was the good bulls, you know, 15, 20 years ago. It's just the genetics have gotten better. The ability to predict the genetics has gotten better. You know, everything's just advanced, and you know, because of that, the quality as a whole has continued to advance. So you know, and this is just a really good area for a lot of really good high quality cattle. Anyway, I mean, we don't really see very many one and a halves, and sure don't see very many, you know, number twos in this part of the world anymore. And you know, used to be it was pretty frequently that you'd have almost a majority of a sale maybe be some one and a halves and twos in this part of the world. And man, there, and I can't speak for everybody's sale barn, but I know there at least at Elk City, I mean, the percentage of one and a halves and twos is considerably less than it was when I took over in 2008.
Yeah, no joke. Yeah, I remember back in the 80s, if they didn't have a little ear and a little brisket hanging down in front of them, you know, don't bring me those black baldies. They ain't worth a crap. We'll have times changed.
Yes.
So now you get docked if you got ears, probably. And then, that's good. No, I have a feeling the genetics have changed a little bit. And I think on this rebuild coming up, I think our genetics are even going to get that much better. And they've even said, that, you know, between Choice Select and Prime, you know, we've tripled in Prime grading in the last 30 years. So what's that tell you?
Yeah.
I mean, things are changing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And even in the grass finished programs, you know, they're getting better, you know, getting more efficient. And getting you know, a better quality grade finishing on the grass finished cattle because the genetics have just got so much better. So I mean, it's across the board, you know, from the cattle going to the feedlots to the grass finished programs. I mean, it's all good, and you know, I think that, you know, the next thing we're going to kind of start seeing is this maintenance deal is going to become way more important going forward. You know, you're going to start seeing some pretty good premiums get paid for the low maintenance requirement feedstock and whatnot. I think that's probably the next thing we're going to see as these inputs can continue to go up. I mean, these calf prices unfortunately aren't always going to be at the record levels where we're at now. So, you know, going forward, we're going to have to figure out, you know, how to, as the inputs are probably not going down, you know, our feed cost, our land lease cost, our equipment cost, all of that stuff is probably not going down. So we've got to become more efficient as we go forward. I mean, it's all pretty easy right now while we're in these kind of calf prices. But at some point, you know, we're going to get restocked, and there's going to be the cow herd's not going to be at the lowest that it's been since, 1970s. And at some point that pendulum's going to swing and the cattle prices are going to go the other way. And so we've got to become more efficient. And the best way to do that is to, get the lower maintenance energy cattle going forward. And I think that's kind of the next thing you're going to see, you know, is that people start grabbing a hold of, okay, I'm going to get this. I've got good growth. I've got good, you know, good beef genetics. I've got good marbling. I've got, you know, I've accomplished this goal, but now I need to be able to do it without putting out quite so much feed, without putting out quite so much hay, or if I do put it out, they're more efficient on it, you know, that they convert it at a better rate. And so, you know, that's going to be the thing, I think, probably going forward that we're going to start seeing more and more of, because that's, you know, like I say, times are great now, but as we go forward, the calf prices probably are not going to stay this good forever. All those other things that we have to pay for to keep them cows out there and going, they're probably not going down very much. So, you know, we've got to become more efficient as we go forward.
Well, as the famous, one of your famous stockers that lives in Beckham County, Newcomb Cattle Company, specifically mm-hmm. Lake, he said, mm-hmm. what you got to do is you got to marry into it. Oh, yeah. Well, I hope he's listening. I'm so much trouble. But you know, it was true when we was talking to Dr. Biggs and who else was over? Oh, Dr. Peel. When mm-hmm. I think you over there? When
I thought you was
over there. You know, how's these new guys gonna do it? You know, and Lake was pretty blunt. You're gonna have to marry into it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty hard to get started into it with the land cost and the cow cost and the interest rates continue to be higher than what they really probably ought to be, and so it's pretty hard to get in and get started and make it work, if you don't as he said, marry into it or inherit it. I mean, it's doable.
It's doable.
You sure gotta have some things. You sure gotta have a good plan in mind, a good head on your shoulders, and you do have to have some things kind of follow your direction. It's pretty hard to do it. No doubt about it.
Yes, and things are looking better starting towards the end of last week, and definitely this week. You know, I've improved my score on things you and I have talked about for a few months now. Seriously, about, I think if you can find a banker and you got the ground, a place to go with it, right now is a really good time to buy some heifers, bred heifers or heifers, because hopefully if something crazy don't happen like it did, 2 to 3, we're looking at 3 years before a herd rebuild, because the numbers are still showing, yes, our herd is starting to rebuild, but not a very big percentage. You can pay for them. You can pay for that cow pretty quick.
Yeah.
If you do your maintenance right.
That's exactly right. And we are starting to see some retention happen, but what I think this will be interesting to see, our cow kills are quite a little bit down. But as we get into next spring and next summer, as a lot of these old cows, these old bred cows that these guys have bought and turned out because they, wanted to do that or felt like there was less risk of that than there was in the stalker caves, it's going to be real interesting to see if we actually increase our cow kills as a bunch of those old cows, They get the calf out of them, raise a calf, and it's time for them to come back to town. Will they go back out to the country again, or are they going to go to slaughter this time? And we actually see those cow kill numbers, percentages go up, and if we see that happen, then whatever retention we've done
is out the door.
This fall, we're already behind again.
Yep.
We're gaining a little ground right now, but we could lose it all this coming spring and summer if those cow kill percentages numbers go up, which is a definite possibility.
Yep. Well, Brandon, I got a bunch of hay to sell, so I gotta let you go.
All right, sounds good. Get her done.
All right, see you Friday. All right, we're gonna take a Stockman's Veterinary Clinic break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. Are feral hogs causing damage to your land and crops? Try Kaput, our highly effective bait designed specifically for feral hog control. Kaput targets hogs where it hurts, helping you protect your property and your livestock. Don't wait for the damage to get worse. Call us or stop by today at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City to learn more about Kaput. Follow us on Facebook for the latest updates and solutions.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Meet AgSense 365 from Valley. They've combined their best in-class remote irrigation management applications into one powerful platform. Easily manage everything from pivots to pumps and more anytime, anywhere, all with AgSense 365. Contact Knutson Irrigation at 1-800-373-9325 today to learn more about AgSense 365, the most intuitive app for remote irrigation management. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
You've got a problem, an issue, you can usually sit down and we can get it figured out while you're there. If it's something that we can't figure out right that day, it's usually within a day because everybody's accessible. If there's something that needs to be done loan-wise, we can get that ran to wherever it needs to go. Or if you just need help up front with some accounts or whatnot, I can walk you up there and introduce you to somebody and hang out with you and talk you through it. I can explain to Tammy or Tori or someone up front, hey, we've been discussing this. This is where we're at.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's take a quick look at this and get back and finish up the show with Heyday Tuesday. So be getting that piece of paper and that pen ready. Got some good hay deals today. Miami, Texas, 66 degrees, humidity 21, dew point 25. Winds are out of the west at 9 miles an hour. 49 minutes. A sub-freezing, 8-inch soil temperature, 46 degrees. Before we take another Stockman's Vet break, I want to tell you a little story on Sean Wilson. You guys see him. Pat him on the back, give him a big hug, and tell him, give him big thanks for fixing the coffee machine here at the office. He is so proud of himself, and he is, as should he be. That was a complicated deal, but man, that coffee's hot now. To ask him, is that coffee hot now? So let's go ahead and take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Briley Baca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Every dollar you save for retirement has a silent partner, and it's your crazy Uncle Sam. He's waiting with his hand out, ready to take a chunk of your IRA, your 401k, and even your Social Security if you're not careful. But here's the truth. You can fight back. With the right strategy, you can keep more of your hard-earned money in your pocket and out of Washington's. At Advanced Financial Strategies, we specialize in family wealth management, helping families in Western Oklahoma cut down on future tax bills, maximize income, and keep control of their financial future. Don't wait for the IRS to decide how much of your retirement you get to keep. Call me, Briley Baca, a certified financial planner professional here in Clinton, at 323-6800 or visit our website, retirewithbaca.com. Advanced Financial Strategies, your money, your future, your choice.
Are you looking for the perfect place to call home this Christmas? Culverstone Homes in Elk City is here to make it happen. Step into a beautiful, energy-efficient home built for comfort, family, and lots of holiday memories. And if you need space for your toys, tools, or business, Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone has you covered with durable, customizable buildings made to fit any lifestyle. Damon Culver and Terry Stone, along with their families and crew, would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, December 8th. 1,302 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 501 brought 437.50. 4 at 564 brought 430. 9 at 597 brought 395. 11 at 634 brought 385. 8 at 680 brought 355. 13 at 746 brought 336. 17 at 897 brought 310. 9 head of heifers at 431 brought 450. 3 at 478 brought 367.55. 8 at 535 brought 380. 13 at 712 brought 330. 18 at 745 brought 320. 4 at 900 brought 272.50. Butcher cows were 58 to 170. Butcher bulls 130 to 189. Bred cows 1475 to 3800. Pairs brought 3050 to 3350. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71, Clint, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Cattlemen's Congress in the heart of cattle country is a lot more than just a cattle show. See for yourself January 4th through the 14th at the fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. The newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer will be there. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and provides sales of elite genetics. Something for every operation. Enjoy the commercial cattleman's luncheon January 8th at 11 a.m. with the commercial female replacement sale at 1 p.m. For a full schedule and sale information, visit cattlemanscongress.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Altus, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. 56, dew point 34, humidity 44, winds are out of the south at 8. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil, temperature 46 degrees, sunset at 527. Sunny and 68 today, clear 37 tonight. Tomorrow looks beautiful again, 62 degrees tomorrow, but the winds will be out of the north then. All right, get your pencil and pen ready. Here we go. I got 150 bales of blue stem Bermuda grass mix, $60 a bale, 92 bales of native hay grass mixed with love grass hay, $20 a bale. And I think they might have sold that, but you can check with them. 74 bales of wheat rye mix at $50 a bale, 580-729-2436, located over south of Sayre. All right, here we go. 200 bales of Planet Prairie grass mix hay, horse quality, 5x6 round bales, $40 a bale. This is located up in Kansas. So if you got any friends up there in northeastern Oklahoma or southeastern Kansas, this is at Lacine. It's partway between Kansas City, Missouri and Fort Scott or somewhere, Olathe, somewhere on the Kansas side, 200 bales, 913-915-6464, 913-915-6464, 400 bales of rye hay, $50 a bale, loading available, 580-720-0356, 720-0356, $50 a bale for some 5x6 bales, 400 bales to be exact, of rye hay. I've got some cow hay, blue stem and native mix, 5.5 foot bales, $45 a bale, 580-660-1306. 660-1306. We got some 230 bales of good rye hay, according to this, located just south of Carter. $70 a bale. Can haul for an extra fee. 580-821-4816. 821-4816. 80 bales of fertilized love grass. Over by Allison. $60 a bale. Delivery available. 580-449-1192. Some got 100 bales of Milo hay with some seed in it. Has some grain in it, I mean. Hobart. 580-530-1032. 530-1032. You guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City in Sarah, Oklahoma.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.